Daf is Daf Samach. So we got to the very last line of Nun Tesam and Beis. The Gemara quotes the position of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon added on to the list of Sheva Mitzvos. He said, Af al HaKishuf, even on Kishuf, is the Ben Noach HaChayvon. So my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon that he added on? The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Mechashefa lo sechaya, one who does machshefa does not live. And right next to it, Chassid kol shorchev in behema mos yumas, and anyone who is with the behema is going to be killed. So the juxtaposition of these two psukim tells us that kol shiyesh to bechlal kol shorchev in behema. Anyone who has to keep the isurim of a shochet behema, any arayos, which includes a benoch, so then so too yeshna bechlal mechashefa lo sechaya is also chayv in the isur of mechashefa, and therefore benoch is chayv. That's why he added on to the list. Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer omer af al klaim, even a klaim is added on, even the benoch chayv and klaim. Menahani mile, how does he know to add klaim to the list? So Amr Shmuel, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, as chukosai tishmu chukim, as chukosai tishmuru, keep the chukos, and the Gemara darshins, chukim shechakti l'chakvar, the chukim that I'd already given you, you have to keep, that even the tishmu you have to keep onto them. And what does it mean, chukim that were in the past? Meaning that I'm giving you now chukim that existed to you before. When did it ever exist to them before? Ben Noach. The Ben Noach must have been chayiv in certain chukim. So which chukim were they chayiv in? The Pasuk then goes on to say, behem techalo sarvia, Kalayim, the Sad Chalos Sizra Kalayim. The Pasuk says, the Chukos, Tishma, keep the Chukos that already I gave you. The Chukos of crossbreeding animals and seeds in the field, that's already included in the Isser Ben Noach. So the Gemara now explains which type of Kalayim. Ma behemtecha baharva, av sadecha baharkava. Just like behemtecha is referring to crossbreeding two animals, so to your field is referring to harkava, which is grafting, putting two trees with each other. There are different types of climb with regards to fields. Some is putting the seeds together in the ground, others are harkava, bringing the trees, the branches together. So, what's similar to behema? So harkava, grafting the branches, is similar to behema. Finishing off the connection, the hekish here. Ma behemtecha, the is of climb by an animal, crossbreeding is a bain ba'aretz, bain b'chutz la'aretz, applies no matter where you live. So af sadecha, bain ba'aretz, bain b'chutz la'aretz. So to harkava, grafting applies whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz. So this to klaim, shechachti l'cha kvar, that I already given you, applies to Ben Noach. That's his source. So the Gemara says, El Miata, if that's the case, we have other psukim that's saying like this. Ushmartim es chukosai, ves mishpratai. So keep the chukam, chukim mishpatim. Doesn't this imply, and the context of this pasuk is referring to general mitzvahs, that all mitzvahs, chukim shechachati l'chakvar? So these also should refer to chukim that I already given you. So where it says, no, this pasuk with shmartim es chukosai is different than the pasuk chukosai tishmu. Why? Hasam ushmartim es chukosai dehashe, keep the mitzvahs, chukim I'm giving you now. The word chukim appears second. But Hacha, the pasuk that we're learning from, the first one we brought here as the source of a klaim being applied to Ben Noach, it says, Chukosai Tishmeru, Hachokim Demikar Tishmeru. The fact that the word Chukim is word used first. Chukosai Tishmeru, those Chukim that already existed from the times of Ben Noach, you should also Tishmeru. So the order of the psukim is what's the raya, so only klaim is being included, but not from the pasuk Gushmartem es Chukosai, where the word Chukos is after the word Shmir. Marna quotes from Amr Bishua ben Karcha, his statement was referring to the whole day that the Eidim, when coming to Birchas Hashem, describing the Megadeh, if they'd use the Kino, they'd use Yosi, Yaki, Yosi, they wouldn't say the Shem Hashem. So Amr of Acha bar Yaakov, Eina Chayiv Sheivarach Hashem ben Ad, Sheivarach Hashem ben Arba Osios, you're not Chayiv until they've used the name of Yudke Vavke. La Fuke ben Shei Osios Dilo. As opposed to Shem Hashem of two letters, the seemingly Yud and Yud, or Yud and Hey, any two-letter Shem, that wouldn't be considered a Megadef, that's Chai Misa. So the Gemara says, Pshit, of course, Yaka Yosi is Yosi Tanan. Yosi is a four-letter word, it's standing for a four-letter Hashem word. No. Mao the same, what would you think? Mil Sabama, who did not get? Just choose Yosi as a Stam example. Bein Echanami, other letters, even a two-letter Shem would be sufficient for Mevarach Hashem. No. Kamash Mulan, Dafka, Yudke, Vavke is going to be a violation of Birchas Hashem. So then Nikadami, others say, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shmamina, Shem Ben Arba Osios, Nami, Shemu, to teach us that the Yudke, Vavke is also considered Shem Hashem. Pshita, of course, is. Who would think otherwise? Yaka Yosi is Yosi Tanan. So Mal the same, what would you think? Maybe Birchas Hashem is not good enough until Adika Shem Rabba. than to use one of the larger names of Hashem, a 42-letter or a 72-letter name of Hashem, and just choosing the word Yossi, because it's a much to say, yeah, you know, to pick a 72-letter name wouldn't be very efficient in getting the Aedis through. So they chose Yaki Yossi as Yossi. But you need to use the Shem Hashem of a Miraba, of a 42-letter or 72-letter to violate the Isser. Kamashlan, that no, even a four-letter Shem Hashem would be Usser as well. The Biri writes here that in the end of the day, even a 42-letter name of Hashem would also be Chayv Skila. In fact, he thinks a 42-letter is the Iker Shem of Hashem. Now, Pi Kabbalah, the Iker Shem of Hashem is really Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Iker Shem. All other Shemos of Hashem all stem from Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Iker one. But according to the Miri, one who did not study Kabbalah, he felt that 42-letter was the Iker one. Now, the Rambam does not include the 42-letter. Rambam writes, only if you use Yud Kei Vav Kei or Shem Adnas would it result in Birchas Hashem, but if one were used a 42-letter or 12-letter name or any other longer name, wouldn't work. But the Aruch HaNer argues. Aruch HaNer says, even when the Rambam says Yud Kei Vav Kei and Shem Adnas, those also include other names as well. All those other names are kind of subcategories or outgrowths of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So even the Rambam would agree to that as well. Now, the Radbaz has a suffix when it says to be Mevarech Hashem with Yud Kei Vav Kei. What does that mean? Does it mean to say the name how we pronounce it? Or does it mean to say it Yud Kei Vav Kei but using Hey instead, like spelling out the letter like I just did? Or does it mean to say it the way it's written, the way we don't say the Shem Hashem? It's pronouncing the Yud with the Shva and the Hey and the Kamatz to say it that way. He's not sure exactly what qualifies, what's needed to be considered Birchas Hashem.
Don't try that at home.
Definitely do not try it at home. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Vayter. Nigmar din, halfway down the page, omnim minolan. So the fact is, when they stand up, they have to tear kriya. They have to stand up while tearing kriya, they need to stand. What's the basis? Minolan. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ami, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'eyud, there's a long Pasuk that's found in Shoftim. So Eyud ba'ila, V'eyud came to him, V'hu Yoshev, it's coming to Eglon, I think. He came to Eglon, V'hu Yoshev ba'alias ha. Mikare, who's standing in the area, Asher lo levada by himself, and Vayomer Eud. Eud said to Eglon, Davar lo kimli. He spoke the words of Hashem, Elecha to you. He spoke the words of Hashem to Eglon. Vayokam me'al kise, and then Eglon stood up and he tore kriya when he heard Shem Hashem. So this is the pasuk, and so the Gemara learns, Valo devarim kal v'chomer. Ma Eglon Melech Moab. He was a non-Jewish king. Shunachvi v'lo yada ela bikinoi. And yet Amad, he only heard the Shem Hashem Bekinu Elokim, and yet he stood to tear Kriya in a proper way. So Yisrael, when Yisrael articulates the Shem Hashem and uses Shem HaMeforash, Al Achatz Kama Vakama, how much more so does one need to stand out of respect for the Shem Hashem and to tear Kriya? That's the source for Amida Legave Kriya. Now we also have a din of Amida Legave Kriya with regards to Avelis. When a person needs to tear Kriya for Avelis, there's also a din of Amida, and that's what the Tosafot refers to as well. He asks a question based on this, but there's a concept of Kriya, Amida by Kriya in general. So then the Gemara asks, fine, so he stood up when he heard Shem Hashem. That's just standing up. But how do you know you need a Kriya? Kor Minolan. It doesn't say that Eglon tore Kriya, it just said that he stood up. How do you know you do a Kriya, Minolan? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayavo el Yochum ben Chilkiya or Chilkiyahu. And goes on to say at the end, Vishevna Hasofar V'Yoach ben Asaf Hamaskir El Chizkiyahu Kurei Begadim. He came, he presented himself with torn clothing. V'Yagidu Lo Divrei Rav Shakei. He told him what had happened. Rav Shakei apparently had said a cursed Hashem. So the fact that he came with torn Begadim said he must have tore Kriya from hearing what he heard. So this is the source that you need to take Kriya when hearing Birchas Hashem. So then the Gemara says, Lo Machin, the halach is once you tear Kriya, you can never fix the tear. Minolan, how do you know this? Amar Rabbi Yabohu, Asya Kriya Kriya is a Gzer Sheva. Ksiv hach is written, Kurei Begadim, Uksiv hasim ve'elisha roe, who mitzayik, Elisha saw, and he saw that Eliyahu was no longer. Eliyahu disappeared. So he started to mitzayik, started to scream, Avi, Avi, my father, Rechav Yisrael, the chariot of Yisrael, who parashav, below Ra'o, didn't see him owed. V'yachazek b'vagadav, he held on to his clothing. V'yikarem, he tore them the shnayim krum. He tore his clothing into two pieces when Eliyahu disappeared, when he vanished. So the Gemara says, so mimash v'shenemar v'yikarem l'shnayim, en yodeh Hashem krayim, Once a pasuk says he tore it to two, so I know it's crime. It's torn clothing. Why does a pasuk have to say by creating the shnayim crime? When you tear a piece of paper, that means there are two pieces of paper now. So what's the superfluous word of crime to tell me matamalor crime milamed shehim krim liolm? You have to keep them as torn forever. You can never ma'acha them. You can never fix them. So just like Elisha never fixed his kriya, so too through the gzeir shava kriya kriya, when a person tears kriya for megadif Hashem, for hearing megadif, one can never refix that tear. Tanur Rabban, the Brisa says, echad ha-shamea v'echad shamea mipi shamea. Whether one hears the megadif directly, or hears it from the one, he heard it once removed from the person, the chayiv l'kro, you have to tear kriya. So if I hear the aid testify what he had heard directly, I would need to tear kriya. However, the Eidim ein chayavim l'kroa, they don't have to tear kriya when they say it a second time because they're shekvar karu, they're ready, they're tore b'sha shashamu, the initial time they heard. V'chikaru b'sha shamu mayhavi, ha'kashami hasha. Who cares if they heard it last week? They're testifying today. Today's a new day. Today's a new statement. So lo sagad aitach, no one would think this. Why? D'chsiv, because it says, v'hi kishmo amelach Chizkiyah. When Chizkiyah heard the curse that took place, so it says, "Va'ikres begadav haMelech Chizkiyah kara v'heim lo karu." Chizkiyah tore, but only says Chizkiyah. Didn't all the other Edom tear kriya when they reported what they heard? No, because we see that if a person tore kriya once on that megadif, you don't ever repeat it again, even though you're hearing it reported a second time. So then, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hashemei Askara mipi Ohaovei Kochavim ein chayv l'kro. If you hear a non-Jew say Shem Hashem, you don't need to tear kriya. What do you mean? Vim Toma Rav Shakei, where he also tore, he said Shem Hashem, and we tore Kriya after hearing what he had said. So Gemara says, Rav Shakei was Yisrael Mumahaya. He was a Jew. He was off the Derech, but he was a Jew. But if a non-Jew were to say Shem Hashem and mention an Azkara, we don't tear Kriya. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Ein Korin Ela Al Shem HaMiyuchad Bavad, we only tear when you hear Shem HaMiyuchad, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, or perhaps even the 42 letter, maybe 12 letter, whichever one qualifies as a Shem HaYichad, that is going to be warranting a Kriya. Lafuke Kinoi Delo, a Kinoi, a nickname of Hashem, that would not qualify, would not warrant a Kriya. Upliga de Rabbi Chaya B'Tavayu, he argues on both fronts. Dam Rabbi Chaya, Hashemea Askara B'Zmanazah, Ein Achayv L'Kroa. Hearing a Shem Hashem nowadays doesn't require Kriya. We're going to see in a second, he's going to learn from this, that normally you would have to tear Kriya from hearing an Askar from a Goy, but nowadays things are different. But Be'ikar Din, you would have to tear Kriya from a Jew, non-Jew rather. That's how he argues on one front. Iyata Omer, so if you're going to tell me, Cain, that you would have to tear Kriya from hearing a Goyim say, cursing Hashem all the time, so then this Malei Kalabeged crime, then you're going to be full of tears. Everywhere we walk, you're going to hear cursing all the time and tear all your clothing. And that's just not fair to us. So now the Gemara just tries to clarify his words here. Miman, who are you hearing the Shemos Hashem from? Ilema Miyisrael, Mipakir Kulihai. If it means you're walking around the shuk and Jews are busy saying Hashem's name, are Jews that bad? Jews have some limitation. They have some self-control. They won't say Hashem's name. Alapshita Meobit Kochavim. So it must be that they're hearing it from non-Jews. So Mikra Din, if one were to hear Azkara from a Shema, from a non-Jew, they would require Kriya. But he says, since nowadays it's happening so often, so therefore is a heter of not having to tear Kriya. Now, E Shema Miyuchad Migmiri. Now, if you're telling me what were they saying, Shema Miyuchad, do they know how to say Shema Miyuchad? They don't have that Mesara. So what were they saying? Ella must be La Bekino. They must be saying Shema Hashem in Lashon Elokim, or whatever other Kino they're using. So Shema Mina, Bizman Hazeh Hu Dilo. That nowadays we don't tell you to tear Kriya, but Hameikara initially, Chayiv Shmamina, that you would have to tear Kriya, even though it comes from a non-Jew. And even though they're using a Kinoi, that fundamentally would warrant a Kriya. Gemara says, Hashayini Omer Af Ani Kamo. After the aide testified that we heard so-and-so say the shame, and he says exactly what he said with the name of Hashem, Yaki Yosi is Yosi, but really using the real word. So then the halacha is the Shani just says, I heard the same thing. Afani kamohu. We don't say the Shani, he should say, tell me exactly what you heard also. He doesn't repeat it a second time. He just says, Afani kamohu. I say, I heard the same thing. So Amar Rish Lakish says, Shema Amina, we learn from this halacha that Afani kamohu is kasher b'dinei mamonos. Saying, I heard the same thing, that statement is sufficient for the second aid to qualify for aidus. Bein b'dinei mamonos, bein b'dinei nefashos. It's simply a malahud avd rabbanon. It's simply they made a chumrah that in general we make the sheni repeat every single thing he heard in general, even though really it's sufficient to say, I also heard that. When it came to Hacha, when it came to Mevarach Hashem, where we're obviously sensitive of using Hashem's name in such a context, so came into Lo Efshar, since it's not possible to have him repeat it a second time unnecessarily, so then, Okmu Rabbanan Adaraisa, they went back to the Daraisa Lacha that you could say, Afani Kamoa is sufficient. Because the Yitzhak Adaitach, Pasal, because if you were to think that saying the word Afani Kamoa doesn't qualify as Edus, so then Hacha Mishum Dula Efshar Katlin Lagavra, we're gonna allow the second guy to say the words Afani Kamoa, I heard the same thing, and then take the guy out to Misa. So obviously the word Afani Kamoa is sufficient on a Deraisa level, so we could take the guy out to be killed, Bevarach Hashem. It's only by other cases where we're just adding a chumrah, we want you to tell us exactly the same Edus that you heard. Say everything out. Well, you heard, you saw the guy Chil Shabbos, you saw the murder. Tell us every detail. Even though Rishon said it already, I wanted you to say every single detail. That was a mala d'rabbanim. When it comes to Birchas Hashem, we're so sensitive, we say, you know what, just say Afani Kamo, and we'll trust you from that point on. Okay. The Gemara now says, Hashlishi Omer Afani Kamohu. Let's say there's a third aide who saw what happened in the Mevarech. He says also, Afani Kamohu, I also saw and heard what these two people heard. So stomach Rabbi Kiva demakish shlosh l'shayim. What do you need a third guy for? You already have the two guys. So Rabbi Kiva holds throughout Shas that they're all together. If you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 50, 100 Edim coming, they're all viewed as a unit. And if one guy is puzzle, the entire kad is thrown out. So we have to make sure that the third guy heard the same thing, and he is also going to qualify as part of the kad. Okay, just a parenthetical point it makes. Now let's go to the top of the Amud Beis. Now the Mishnah tells us a new topic. Ha'oved avodas kochavim, a person who does avodah zara, echad ha'oved, whether or not he does an oved, which Gemara is going to address. What do you mean oved? It says echad mezaveach, whether or not the guy is being makriv karbanos, ve'echad rather mezaveach, it really is zvicha, shechting it, echad makater, one who's offering the meat onto the mezbeach, echad menasech, a guy who pours wine over it, echad meshachav, a guy who bows down, echad mekablo, alav le'aloha, a guy accepted as a god, va'omer lo eliyata, one says, you're my god. All those are examples where the person's chayv skila. Aval megafef, amenashek, v'amechabed, a guy who hugs and kisses, and mechabed and shows honor, v'amirabets, what mirabets mean, to what, like mop in front of it or something? Yeah, to pour water, like to pour, to clean it up in front of it, hamerchas, to bathe it, v'asach, to rub oil on it, hamalbish, the one who dresses it, hamanil, one who puts shoes on it, over below sase. It's not a chiyamisa, but it's a lo sase. The interesting ride they bring from this Mishnah for a second, but when it comes to Big Day Shabbos, comes to Big Day Shabbos, the Gemara says you have to have special Big Day Shabbos, you can't have the same as Big Day Chol. So the question, what about Na'alayim? Do you have to have separate shoes or not? So they bring from here, I think it's a Chidah they quote, the fact that they separate Malbush and Manil, separate things, the halacha is only that the Levush has to be Levush Shabbos, but not the Na'alayim. So the shoes don't have to be that of Shabbos. But I think the practice is that people have special shoes for Shabbos anyway. I think others, right, you do have to have special shoes for Shabbos, but some bring a raya from the fact that it's separate malbush and manil, and separate things, but I'm not sure really what the raya is. They're just describing a maisa. You don't say you get dressed, you say you put the guy's shoes on. You don't say you're getting dressed. It's just a different action that's being used. But in a chanami, not lying, are viewed as malbush. It's viewed as clothing the person overall wears.
Also, the fact that you don't say shechiyan makes it not
so on the shoes? Well, that just might be people don't get as much of a geschmack from the shoes there.
Right.
But still, it doesn't mean it's not part of Malbush, though.
What?
They also bring a riot from the fact that there's a separate bracha, Malbush Arumim, and She'asali Tzalkotzarki. She'asali Tzalkotzarki is referring to shoes, Malbush Arumim is referring to clothing. Right. So that's another indication that there's two separate things, which again has halacha l'maaseh, whether you have to have separate shoes for Shabbos or not. I know just last week I made my son put his Shabbos shoes on. He wanted to play outside, he put on his sneakers. I said, you can't put sneakers on, this is Shabbos. You have to put other shoes on. Said, but mommy said I can't ruin my Shabbos shoes when I'm playing outside. Fine. We've all had these conversations when we were little, and it just repeats itself from generation. Exactly. Okay, fine. So, the Gemara now says as follows. Gemara says, "My echad ha'oved." What do you mean echad ha'oved? The Mishnah gave examples. Oved, just a general statement of oved. The Mishnah went on to explain what's an oved: mizbeah, mizaveach, mikater. So, what does oved mean? So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Hachikamar, echad ha'oved kedarcha is one category. When a person does an avoda, that's kedarka, that's the derech of this idol to be worshipped in this way, so then one would be chayiv, no matter what that avoda would be. So that's chayiv. And echad ha-mitaveach, echad ha-mekate, echad ha-menaseach, echad ha-meshachve, afil shlo kedarka. Let's say you take an idol, and the normal way to worship this idol is not through, let's say, bowing down. But if you bow down anyways, there are certain avodas which are always going to be awesome no matter what you're doing it to. And then, so that's always awesome, even if it's shelo kedarka. And then there are avodas which are normally not kedarka, but for this particular idol, like let's say Baal Peor, where they would relieve themselves in front of Baal Peor, that's shelo kedarka. But that was the derech for this particular idol, that's what's included under Ovid. If you're doing the normal avoda for this avodah zara, that would be chiyamisa as well. So the Gemara then asks, the lichshov nami zorik. So zorik is also a normal avoda. Why isn't zorik included on the list of something that's a normal type of avoda? Gemara says it is. Amar bai zorik haynu menasich. That's what it is. Pouring wine and throwing blood. That's the same exact thing. And he quotes a pasuk, de baal asich niskeim midam. That even when dam, the word nisich is used with blood. We normally say in kachim zorik, you pour blood. Nisach, you're pouring wine or water. But clearly these words are interchangeable. Even blood can be viewed as being menasech, so that is included in that word. There's a look at Rashi, the last narrow line in Rashi, the last two words in that narrow line. Lichsav nami zorik. Rashi says, Bishma, I understand mekabel amolich lo kashil. On that, I understand why they didn't ask for mekabel. In the Beis HaMikdash, being mekabel the blood and being molech blood to the mizbech are two of the four avodas. So why wasn't that asked also? That's also an avoda. Because lo kashlan, that wasn't a problem. The afa gav de avodas panim hu yehem, even though these are actions that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, panim, the lo ashchen de lave avodas chachavim, l'shem avodas chachavim. We don't find anywhere that non-Jews ever did such an avoda for their idol. So we're not really modeling after what we do in the Beis HaMikdash, we're modeling after what non-Jews do for their avodas zara. There are some who have the girsa here in Rashi that the question is about Malika. Malika is shechting a bird with a thumbnail. So that was part of the question. Malika was never a shaila. So I remember that, I think it's a Tosos in Yuma maybe, that says Malika might be a problem of avodah zara. So it ends up, I think, when I remember, that machlok is whether Malika is a problem for avodah zara or not, depends on whether Malika is like shechita. The Gemara says there are four avodos when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to animals. There's shechita, there's kabbalah, there's halacha, and then there's zrika. There are four parallel avodos by menachos, which is kmitza and halacha and kabbalah, halacha, and then haktara. Then by olf, they say Malika is supposed to be in place of shechita. So there's discussion, how equal is Malika to shechita? So zvicha is one of the examples here, that's shechita here. So I think the machlokas is, if you assume Malika is bechlal avodah zara, so you assume Malika is very much like shechita, just a different type of shechita. If you assume Rashi's lash, if you have a nisach of Rashi that Malika is not included in, so then you assume Malika is not similar to shechita. That's part of the calculation. And there's deeper stuff to that, but that's what I seem to recall. Okay. Gemara now says, how do you know this? This is true. The Tanya Rabbana on the Braisa says, how do you know that what? That you're chayiv in avoda, even if it's shelo kedarka. So, Ilan Amar, if it's because it says, Zoveach Yacharam, that Zoveach Yacharam is a reference of Zvicha to a chayim with that which is avoda zara. So the Gemara says now, Haisi Omer, I would think, that's referring to Bezoveach Kachim Bechutta Kazim Adab. It's referring to doing Kachim, doing Zvicha outside, Kachim Bechutz is Aser. Tamalomer, Lelo, him, Bezoveach Lavodas Kochavma Kazim Adabir. But the Pazi goes on to say, Zoveach Yacharam, Zoveach Lelohim Yacharam. So, Zoveach shechting to a god, a non-Jewish idol, so that would, Yacharam, that's what we'd be chayiv for. So that's the source, that Zvich is chayiv across the board, even if it's not Kedarka. So then the Gemara says, Ainli, Elab Zoveach, I only know Zoveach is included as an avoda that's Aser by all Elohim, Mekater, Menasech, Menain. How do I know putting Basar on the Mizbeach, pouring wine or blood to the Mizbeach, the idol is also chayiv. The Pazik goes on to say, Bilti Hashem Levada, only to Hashem. You should only do Zvicha, not to him, but only to Hashem. Only to Hashem could you do a Zvicha. Reikan ha'avodos, kulam l'shem ha'myuchad. All the avodos have to be exclusive to Hashem. You can never do any of the other avodos, namely Mekatim, Menasech, you can't do to any other, to any idol. So then the Gemara says, so the fi sheyatzer zvicha lidon b'avodas panim lidon Avodas Pnim, Minai L'Rabbos Hishtachava. So Zvicha is an example of Avodas Pnim. So just like Zvicha, which is a Shechita, which is Avodas Pnim, and so to Mekater and Menasech, things that are done in the base of Mikdash, that's Pnim, that I understand are included. But Hishtachava, there is no Avodas Hishtachava in the base of Mikdash. So how do I know Hishtachava is also going to be Aser to an Avodas Zara? Tamalomar, Vayelach, Vayavod Elohim Acharim, Vayishtachavu Lahem, to go to a worship of a non-Jewish, to an idol, and to bow down, so to Mefurish Pasuk, that's Aser. V'samech Lehem, right there it says, V'otzei says Eishahu V'gomer. So we see then you take out the person to stone him, so one who does Hishtachava to Elohim is going to get Misa. So that's the inclusion of Hishtachava. So the Gemara says, great Onsha Shemanu. So I accept your source of the punishment. But Azharim Minayin, where's the warning? We know it. We learned already several times in the Masech that every Onesh also requires an Azhara. Wait, where's the Azhara? Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, Kilo Seshachave Le'el Acher, don't bow to another god. So that's the Azhara. We learned the Onesh before. So that's how we know Shachav is included as well. So then the Gemara says, once we keep going further, we included the Dalet of Avodas Pnim, we included Hishachaveh, Yachal and Shani Marba, Megafev, Menashek, Maniel. Maybe you're going to include kissing and hugging and putting shoes on the idol. Tamalomar, Zoveach, Zvicha Bechal Haisa. Why did it specify? Why did it single out Zoveach? Zoveach is just one of the Avodas. So why is it singling out? Lama Yatza, Lahakish Eileha, Velomar Lacha, to make a Hekesh and say as follows. Ma Zvicha Muchadashi Avodas Pnim Vachayav Malem Misa. Zvicha is one of the Dalet Avodas done inside. And Chay Misa, so af, so too all the other Avodas, Kol Shu Avodas Pnim Vachayav Malem Misa, so only other Avodas Pnim are you Chay for. Yatz Hishachave, Lodin Basma. Hishachave has its own source for, that's not part of this calculation. And therefore, Yatz Zvicha Lidon Klaukula, to tell us that the only types of Avodas that you're chayv on are things that are done inside the base of Migdash. Something like Megafev, Menashek, and Maniel, which are not Avodas in the base of Migdash, are not included in the Chiyav Misa.
Unless it's Kedarko.
What? Exactly. Unless it's Kedarko, exactly. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Hayisi Omer, I used to say, I would have said, Bezaveh Kachim Bechutza Kasa Medaber. So in the Havamina, it's a very strange Havamina because the Pasuk says, Zaveh Lelahim Yecharem. But the Gemara had ignored the word Lelohim and said Zoveach Yechar meant that the person shouldn't shecht outside, rather Bilti Lashem Levada, only shecht inside, but you shouldn't do Kachim Bechut. You can't take a Kachim animal and shecht it outside. So in that Havamina, the Gemara says, Kachim Bechut Karesu. We know there's another pasuk in the Achrimos that says one gets Karis for shecht and Karbanos outside. So what's the Havamina here to think that a person which should get Yecharam, which is referring to Misa? So the Gemara says, Sagadai Techamin, I would think as follows. When the guy receives a hasra, a warning, so then he gets a chiyum misa of skila. And kilo asube, when there is a warning, so then he gets kares, like the pasuk says in Achrimos. Kamash Malans, we learn from here that this pasuk is not talking about kachim chutz at all, it's referring to shechting to avodah zarah. So I think we should stop here, because this next piece goes deep into the next stuff. So, okay.